Okay, like the first I'd like to thank Stephen invite me to the workshop and give me a chance to talk here. So the title of my talk is like the some aspect of BCSW recursion relations. So it is well known now how to derive this recursion relations. So we choose a pair of ij particles, and we do a deformation of momentum. So the plus minus makes the momentum conservation, and to make the own shell, we require q square equals 0 equals q dot pi, q dot pj. So on this deformations, the amplitude of the momentum become the rational function of the complex variables z. Then start from here, all talking about just tree level today, so I will not emphasize that. Okay. So to derive this BCSW recursion relation, we consider this integrations, contour integrations. So the contour C is a very big, like the circle, include all finite poles. So for this contour integration, we have two ways to evaluate. So first, we can deform this contour to around the infinity. So in general, this like the rational function has residue at infinity. So by this way, we get a contribution we call B, it's the boundary contributions. Second, we just evaluate the contour, big enough contour, so they have several poles. So the first pole is at z equals 0, so we get AZ 0. This is the amplitude we try to find. And then have the final pole. So at this pose, the Feynman diagram factorize. So if the propagator on shell, then the residue will given by the, this become on shell, so residue will become by the left and right on shell amplitude product together. So by this, because it's two way, give same evaluation of this one. So we will have this is plus the alpha pole, so residue. At point the alpha. And then put together, we get finally the BCSW recursion relation. When pull back, this is minus the alpha, and this is equal to A left, A right, P alpha squared, and this is what we familiar now. So with this derivation, we see we have several points we need to make tensions. This is the recursion part, which we like, because this means we can calculate the higher point amplitude from the lower point. But they have trouble part with boundary contributions. In general, we like the B equals 0. So if B equals 0, then we have the recursion relation we like. But for general amplitude, like it's not always true. So we have two situations. One situation, B is not 0. So they have some theory like this. For example, lambda phi 4 theory. You can check immediately. And with the pair, like the deformation, there is this situation. The B equals not 0. And the B equals 0 case is equal to the requirement AZ, when they go to infinity, it must be diverge. It must be equal to 0. So it must be K, this condition. So for this kind of theory, we know, for example, the gauge theory.
Gauge theory. bone, that's a little too strong, right? You just need that to not be another one turn. And then because he goes to...
Yeah, yeah, that's right. So, yeah. Better like... Just b equal to zero. It's just it's vanish. So we know several theory satisfies this. For example, gravity theory, gauge theory now have proof already by Niemann and Kaplan's nice paper to show that. But for those behavior of the theory, for example, for gravity, we know that for any pair of ij, the behavior with the proper choice of this ij deformation is always one of z square. But for gauge theory, and they have the distinguish. So if ij is nearby, for example, you choose particle 1 and 2 in the color order, then this behavior is just 1 over z. But if ij is not nearby, this is 1 over z squared. Okay, so why they have such difference? And what's the difference make? And now, in fact, just like Henry mentioned it, if this is too strong, if you have this, it's enough to make the BCW recursion relation already.
Sorry, that was actually not what I meant. So I mean, just one of your implication errors is too strong because you're getting B equals zero just requires that there's no order one term in the large C expansion.
Oh, you mean this one?
The one to learn down? But yes. It's a minor point, so don't worry about
it.
Never mind.
Okay. So, but you see, with stronger like the convergent behavior, and you can consider similar derivation like this one. But now we write a counter integration. If infinity is this behavior, then we can write this counter integration. Consider this counter integration. We can write this another counter integration like this one. And because this behavior like this, so the boundary contribution is also equal to zero. So we get immediate zero. And with this, you can write similarly, now this is so you can derive this kind of recursion relation. But now the left-hand side, the attribute just with this JJ is arbitrary, you can choose. And this is called the boundary relations. So this means this attribute have more constraint than you expected just from the BCW recursion relations. And this can be used in many situations. And this first is emphasized by Nima and Freddy and Kaplan and Cliff Chang in their paper. Then later, like the Anastasia, Mark and like the Wen in their paper, that shows how to use this boundary relation to prove the equivalence between the different reputation of the gravity attitude, MHA attitude. They have several expression for the gravity MHA attitude, but looks so different. and it's hard to check like the same. But to use exponent relation, the match do that. Also, like this good behavior also have the QED. So if the fermion coupled to photons, and then you need some all color orders. In this case, the behavior is also very good. And so for QED case, this Badger and Johanna Hens here, they also in their paper discuss how to use this bonus relation to simplify calculation, because you can choose this the J located on exactly the poles given by some like the factorization. So you get use this DJ to cancel some pole contributions. Then you get the less term contribute to the amplitude. Okay. So this is bonus relation. And in fact, both the situation with stronger convergent behavior and the bad convergent behavior, both this have met in the applications. And for this one, also you can write down the Biot-Savart recursion relation. If this boundary term can be...
There's sort of an interplay here, though, because if I and J are not nearest neighbors, then you end up with more terms in the recursion.
That's right.
If they're neighbors, then you can't play this game, but you have fewer terms to begin with.
So yeah, that's right.
How does this sort of sort itself out? I mean...
For gravity.
No, I'm talking about gauge theory.
This is, for example, QED.
It's
for QCD, that is true that you have the color order thing. So if the nearby have less term, and so it's why QCD we always choose nearby the pair to do the deformation to the calculations. But in some situations like the use this one both relation, we can prove the BC relation between immediately, and for QED or gravity is no such color order things. So you can avoid this problem. You always have that many, like the pole contributions, if you just naively use this one. But then you can use this improved behavior, Biot-Savart recursion relation, to get rid of some contributions. And in fact, this reduced quite a lot. And this especially show up in the Benjamin Hunt paper of this QED situations. Okay, so this is the derivation of the Biot-Savart recursion and its generation when they have the very good like the convergent behaviors. And so next I will try to emphasize what is the Biot-Savart recursion we can use. So first, it's obvious we can use it to do calculation amplitude. And this have a lot, like we get the much more compact expression, and also a lot like the symmetry property was will be much more obvious to prove use this recursion relation. For example, the dual conformal symmetry. But also this have the other applications. I mean, we can use this recursion relation to study some property. Of the quantum field theory. So we start from lower point. A lower point, some property is much easier to prove, to show explicit by calculation. Then we can use this recursion relation to prove this property at general point. And this is what I will, like for example, this first is initiated by the Benincasa and Cacciaro in their paper. So in their paper, the concept apply this to Mathis theory, and basically the assume like the spin symmetry, spin, massless spin particles. So they show that if, for example, if for the 4-point particles, 4-point amplitude of the gluons, with you can choose 1-2 pair to do the calculation and 1-4 pair to do the calculation. That's different pair choice must be give same answer. Use that consistent check, the derive that the coupling constant for the gluon theorem must satisfy the Jacobi identity. So it must be Lie algebra a structure. And so this is one application of this Pitzer recursion relation. And so, in fact, like recently, like the another one which I will talk today is like the Pitzer relations. So how we can show that this seems like the bizarre behavior of this non-nearby better converted behavior can be used to derive the Pitzer relations. So now I move to the second part, Pitzer relations. This is in a paper by Ben Carrasco and Johansson in the okay, so to start this Pitzer relations, first we know that the full amplitude of the Young-Mills theory in at the n particles can be like the divided to the trace structure. This is a sum to upcyclic. So this is a full amplitude and satisfies cross symmetry. And this is a partial color order partial amplitude. Each one is a gauge invariant but does not satisfy cross symmetry, this kind of things. And for this amplitude, with this color decomposition, it seems An is the basis n minus 1 factorial independently because it's up to symmetry cyclic. So you always can fix, for example, particle 1 at the first position, then all others just cyclic. So at this point is naively, this will have the n minus 1 factorial independent basis. But in fact, this An is do much better than you naively think. And there have the other two relations which reduce the independent basis. The first one is called the KK relations, found by the class and in the nuclear physics B. So what the KK relation says, this set like the amplitude of 1, this is set alpha n beta, set beta, can be write as a linear compilation of this 1n at 2n, and then this is sigma. Sigma is all permutations of order. So in this case, this is order alpha, and T means the transverse ordering of beta set. So you put these two sets together, you sum all permutations such and the relative ordering inside alpha set and inside beta transverse set is kept. Then sum all terms together, then this amplitude can be expanding into such sum. So this means This means the independent basis is not n minus 1 factorial. In fact, it's n minus 2 factorials by KK relations. You can fix two positions, 1 and n. But is that the ending point of the independent basis? And we know, in fact, from spin theory, when you calculate, you can fix 3 points by conformal symmetry. So this tells us, in fact, the partial amplitude, the true basis, n minus 3 factorials, independent basis. And this, in fact, is the work shown by the BCG. The BCG relation, in fact, reduces the independent basis from n minus 2 factorial to n minus 3 factorials. And the general BCG relation is quite complicated, but I can write down one simple form, which if we show that is true, then the general BCG relation is also proved. So what is simple BCG relations? So let's start from the simplest one, S12A123 01. This is trivial because this 0 is because S12 is 0 by Ohmschild condition. And the second one, n equals 3, n equals 4. So this n equals 3 is easy to check. The second one is so what do you do? You start from moving 2 to the left or to the right, jump one position until the near the end, 4. So n equals 5, similarly, you start from the this kinematic is this one, you see. This, so you have two kinematically. So start from this one, you move 2 to the right, step by step. Then you move further because 2 have not reached near the end point. So move further. Okay, so this is the pattern for the simple BCG relations. You can go on with the increase of n. Now, let me show how you can prove this by BCW. Plus inductively. So the n equals 3, n equals 4 is easy to check by calculation or by any other method. So starting point is true already. Now we need to do this by induction. And to do induction, I just give to show the idea, I use the case n equals 6 to show how to prove that. So what we do, the basic the step is first we use BCW to expand each amplitude. After you expand, you have left and right, it's with less number of n, that's right. Then you can use induction. After this, you regroup, recombine them to the n equals 6 point amplitude, to get the n point amplitude. At this point, you will see how many terms cancel and then you use the boundary relation plus KK relation to get the BCG. Okay, to see this, for example, we use the pair 1 over 6. Choosing this one because 1 over 6 is fixed at 2 point to end, so with the position always fixed. with this, for example, the A 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 can have the expansion, like A 1, 2, P, A, P, 3, 4, 5, 6. And also we need to put a hat because the momentum here is not original momentum, but the deformed momentum. We put hat to emphasize point. And also here have S 1, 2. And to make the writing simple, I will use this notation to simplify the the calculation. So because 1/6 is at the 2n, so we have the this have the three terms. So we have the 1, 2, p, p, 3, 4, 5, 6, plus 1, 2, 3, p, this different p, but the 4, 5, 6, plus 1, 2, 3, 4, p, p, 5, 6. So this have the different like the terms. I call this to the 4, 2. 2-4 splitting. This is 3-3 splitting. This is 4-2 splitting. To emphasize, the left have 2, right have 4. Okay, so now I concede the BCG relation. BCG relation will be this one. I write here for n equals 6 point. I use this a little bit more complicated because this it will be shorter pattern. Okay, this is the identity I tried to prove. So start this, I consider the 2-4 splitting contributions. So this will have this S12 plus so I have the 4 term. Okay, we say 4 terms. We see, last three terms, they have the same fact here. The 2 is to the right part with different positions. And now you write this by the momentum conservation, because this one can use momentum conservation to get another form of BCG relation. So this becomes the 2 is which the factor at this side. This gives the minus S24 plus S25 plus S26. And similarly, with this 2 from this left position move until the right positions. And these three terms look like a BCG with n equal 5 now. The only difference now is here 6 is hatted. This means this we should use BCG, we should use 2 6 hat, not 2 6. So what we do, just replace, we write S26 okay, after we replace relations and then this hat combined with this, we get a BCG relation, get a zero. So this sum of the last three terms will become the or times fact S26 minus S26 with minus sign there. Similarly, this is n equals 3 BCG relations. But now we need to use S1 hat. So this will equal to S1 hat but it's easy to show, in fact, just by this deformation, BCF deformation, this 2 is in fact same. This means S26 equals minus. Here something is emphasized. For this term here, hat is used 1-3 here. But this, when I write this, this is also means this value at this 3. And this is different from P here. But anyway, that all can write as a similar form, but with different Z. So this 2-4 part can write as this is Z12 and plus S12 minus S12 hat Z13. So this is 2-4 part. And similarly, you can evaluate 3-3 part and 4-2 part. The exact same with this factor. So now this is, we go to fifth step. We just pull them together. So what mean pull them together? So for example, this is from a 2-4 part. And then you have a similar term. So this is from the 3-3 split contribution. This is from the 4-2 split contribution. But you see here, this 1-2-3, 1-2-3, and this, when sum together, is equal exactly 1-2. S1-2 part, the same. This 3 term combined is nothing but the calculation of 1-2-3-4-5-6. And the next 3 term is nothing. In fact, it's this calculation. So after you do this, the whole, this identity on the left-hand side is equal to, is writing, is equal to S12A12. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, A, 1, 3, 2, 4, 6, plus A. This is the first term, plus. Then you put this term, go down, but now this will be depend as Z. Okay, now this combination is part of KK relation, and in fact it's equal to here, remember the sign here, this is minus sign, but the one I put here is plus sign, as I emphasize, probably have a sign here. So this is equal to minus A 1, 3, 4, 5, 6, 2, but 2 is moved further down to right hand side. So what we get now is very simple expressions. S12 minus A1 3 4 5 6 2 plus. But here, this z is not equal to zero. This means you evaluate or outside z equal to zero control. It depends on z now. And this is equal to evaluate because the contour evaluate all point outside z equal zero, so it's equal to evaluate at z equal zero. And now we see immediately. Little bit fast. When I said z equal not zero, so equal to z at finite plus z equals infinity. So when I write this sum, this is just the finite term contributions. But they have the z equal zero and z equal infinity. So z finite in fact should be equal z equal zero plus z equal infinity, or have a minus sign there, but it's not important, essentially important. And then the finite term, infinite terms, what's this? This we know now 1 and 6 not nearby, so their boundary behavior is 1 over z squared, and this contributes 1z. So the whole expression is 1 over z, exactly like what we required. So the whole counter integration at z equal infinity is 0. And this is a key step, how this boundary relation come out. And use this, this equal exactly become z equal 0. And put z equal 0, this cancel immediately. So from this 6-point proof, you can show see the, what is proof for general n. It's exactly like a 3-step. Just expanding, then use the induction, and finally, at this step recombination, you need to use this boundary relation, and then we get the BC relations. Yeah, this is main point I try to discuss today, and because the time is already 45 minutes, so I will just have some brief remarks for the other cases. In the discussion of BCW recursion relation, we mentioned that they have several cases. In fact, you can have the three cases. One is big not zero. This is bad boundary behaviors. And one is b equal 0, but this divides in two cases. One is at the marginal case. This is, you can, but another one is at the better behavior. And in this case, you have bonus relations. And now we understand, for gate theory, we have two different behavior. For this one, this IJ nearby. And we just get a standard like the BCW recursion with the smallest term contributions. And you can do the calculation with IJ is not nearby, but you get more contribution, like David mentioned. But the meaning of the IJ is not nearby have better behavior, in fact, it's boundary relations imply the BC relation, which we have not noticed before. And how about the bad behavior case? Bad behavior case is not that bad as you think. In fact, there is a nice conjecture made by Ben, in fact, quite a long time. Freitas and the one in the 99. So what is conjecture the main? So we know that they have a famous KT relations by Kawa, Levili, and Harry Tai. Their relations relate to the gravity amplitude as a square of the Young-Mills amplitude. So here is the dynamic factors which I will not write down in details. And their conjecture is that the full color order, the full amplitude, Young Mills, can also write into this form. Here, A is still partial color ordered amplitude, but the A tilde now is the pure scalar theory with only cubic interaction term. And the cubic neck term with coupling constant FABC, this is like the construction constant in the algebra and satisfied. So first the total anti-symmetric. Second the satisfied Jacobian identity. So this is conjecture made by 99. And for this part, phi 3 theory, and you can show, in fact, for many cases, this boundary contribution is not zero. But the Bisset recursion is also easy to write down. So the idea is like, if IJ is nearby, attached to the same vertex, then this must be given by a block with others. And for scalar theory, it's pretty simple. This other block is exactly n minus 1 amplitude, but a little bit offshore. But for scalar, because wave function is 1, so the onshore offshore is much transparent, like continuous from onshore. Not like the fermion or like the vector. The wave function also depends on the like the momentum. So with this, you can immediately write down in this case, even B equals not zero, An equals pole part plus boundary part is easy, just in these cases. A3, I, J, P, then A, P, then later, that's P squared. And so when you write down this recursion relation with boundary contribution, you can go similarly to prove this phi 3 scalar theory, in fact, also have a very nice property. It satisfies KT relation and the BC relations. Now, use this result that this phi 3 theory satisfies KT BC relation. Then you can prove, use Bisset recursion relation, that indeed is true. Okay, because time, I will not give detail. But let me summarize what I tried to talk today. So I tried to talk today basically about the Bisset recursion relations. And in many situations, we only face these cases, but other two cases, more or less, we have not paid much attention. But I just try to emphasize today that these two cases is not that like the one is first is not that difficult to deal with these bad cases. Second, other cases have many intrinsic property we should explore. For example, for gluon theory, this boundary relation has BCG already. But we know the QED theory, with more and more photons, the behavior is much better, in fact, than, for example, with n photons. Johannes, how much is with n photons? Z n minus 2, something like that?
Something like that, yes.
So it's much, much better behaviors. And then what does the Bond relation tell you, except the simple calculation? I think there must be something inside to tell you they have the better property. We have not found yet. Okay, thank you.
Bonus relations, do you know what they imply about loop level integrands, or if anyone has looked at that?
This one is, I thought of this problem, but in fact, this go to loop integrand is not on shell, so the BC relation, et cetera, need to have generation, or you need to use the unitary cut method. I was thinking of this problem, but not much I cannot tell you now. But definitely, for example, we know tree level BCG relation already, and you have the nice conjecture how this go to the loop level. So I believe that also play a role there, but I have not figured out detail.
One comment about this. I think there was a comment about this comment in Radka Bolt's paper, but I'm not sure whether he has worked out any of these loop level bonus relations. At least mentioned that.
Which paper?
It's the CFW and loop level.
Yeah. The we have some. I have some email exchange with Rutgers, and we try to figure out, but we have not, in fact.
Any more comments?
Just to be sure, I understand. We believe there's more information in Bohm's relation than what you could derived from BCG relations?
Or I mean, there's the aptitude. All, in last few years, we see many surprising from the aptitude, even at tree level. We thought we understand many things, but in fact, always have the new thing come out.
Okay.
For example, angle 4 have the dual conformal symmetry, which is come up surprising. And I will not see this kind of bad behavior will imply dual conformal symmetry. I just see something like that may relate to this better behavior, which we have not figured out yet.
Okay, so there might be something more to the bones.
Yeah, I believe.
Just rephrasing
yeah, yeah.
Information.
Yeah, okay. That's right. I believe that. The will not come after with no reason, I believe.
Very good. Okay, well, let's thank Bill again. Thank you.